Beckett and Pollard, the baddest cops in town. Sugar, we're going down. Full out, boy. Okay, £25,000 box. We'll be playing it again after 8 o'clock this morning. Day 20 it is. Whoever gets picked to play the game is guaranteed £5,000. So I'm going to very quickly give you the qualifying question again. All right, first of all, the terms and conditions. Text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But as I said, if you get picked to play today, just for having a go, we're going to give that person £5,000. Guaranteed in their bank today, tax-free. Thank you very much. You must be available to answer your phone when we close the lines at 8 o'clock today. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. I have a qualifying question. If you'd like to get in the draw to play today, you will text the word box followed by your answer. The number is 83936. 83936. Okay? So, on the text, 83936, write the word box and then the answer to this question. 25 years ago, which artist, whose songs include Let's Dance and the Gene Genie, they played Glastonbury for the last time? Who is that? 25 years ago, somebody played Glastonbury for the last time. An artist whose songs include Let's Dance and the Gene Genie. Text the word box, then their name, send it to 83936. So write the word box on a text, then the answer, 83936. Got it? Good. Do it now. I might speak to you after 8 o'clock and you could be at least winning £5,000.
The 25.
Nice.
£1,000 box. Radio X.
Matter. We get matter. We get back and back the letters.
Oh, letters. We get letters.
And the letters on our
a lovely letter. Yeah. Hi, Dom. I've been a listener since the old days. You guys have got me through some pretty tough times over the past few years.
That's when Dom used to be in black and white.
So thanks for being you, this person says.
You're welcome.
Anyway, Chris, I know you're a huge F1 fan.
I'm not that huge.
So, So I wanted to introduce myself and the rest of the amazing race maker team at Silverstone.
Oh, hello.
Each year for the F1 and every other event at Silverstone, an army of volunteers descend on the circuit, and our job is to make sure everyone has a safe and brilliant time whilst enjoying the fantastic racing and all the other entertainment that Silverstone has to offer.
Right.
We get up at the crack of dawn in all weather conditions.
Who?
We can always be relied on for great advice, for tips, and a friendly welcome after a few cups of coffee, anyway.
Oh.
We help keep everybody safe and make sure the fans have the best experience.
I would imagine safety at an event where there are 20 cars driving around at approximately 185 miles an hour.
Yes.
Safety is very important.
Absolutely. So next weekend, obviously, is the British Grand Prix. There will be over 400 of us dressed in our bright pink T-shirts. So if any of your brilliant listeners are coming to the Grand Prix, come and say hello to us.
Nice.
We're all volunteers. We do it for the love of the sport. Race making is one of the best things I do. It's given me so much confidence. I love being there and helping make the Grand Prix an amazing experience for everybody. Thanks again for being brilliant. From Ashcroft.
Cheers, Ben.
Well, cool thing, Ben.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
I hope you get a good shift. I don't know what.
I guess, I mean, hopefully he doesn't have to work during the actual race and he gets somebody else to do his shift. I don't know how it works, really.
Who knows?
Don't know. Thanks, Ben, and good work.
I'm not going, but if anybody from McLaren Racing is listening, you know, Zach, if you, I could be available to go if you wanted to invite me as your guest. We just run that amazing competition.
Yeah, that would...
One of our listeners is going to be there.
Yeah.
Staying at the hotel that overlooks the track.
How cool is that?
Ugh. Guests of McLaren Racing.
Well, you've offered yourself up to DJ.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll DJ from their luxurious motorhome or their guest area.
Mm.
And as a trial, because, I've got to see if it works.
Well, of course.
For them and me.
Yeah.
I won't charge them. I'll just do it for free booze.
That's really good of you.
I mean, it will be cheaper to charge them for them.
That's true, actually.
I'll do it for free booze.
Yeah.
For just me and my eight friends.
for a bit of LPR.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. That's an awesome thing. Have a great weekend as well. Now, this letter I'm a bit divided on because it's a nice idea and what you would want...
Is that Naked Cruise for you?
No, it's not Naked Cruise. Basically a guy who's invented a new toy...
Oh, right.
Like a new game.
Oh, yeah.
But sadly,
oh, yeah.
has enclosed loads of stuff in a massive cardboard box, but not the game.
When you say he's enclosed loads of stuff in a massive cardboard box?
Yeah.
Do you mean stuff for us to bribe us to talk about the game?
Yes, and he hasn't
included. But he's not put the game in. Brilliant.
Hi, everyone.
Let's just pelfer through the box.
Exactly.
And say what we want.
I'm a long-time listener. Just want to say a huge thank you for putting a smile on my face. I'm writing to share something very close to my heart. It's a toy I've created called Track Tiles. I came up with the idea whilst playing with toy cars with my young son. It's a magnetic racetrack builder designed to spark imagination and creative play.
Oh.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I've been developing it for over 2 years. Recently launched it on Kickstarter.
Oh, let's have a look.
The campaign hasn't gone quite as I hoped, and by the time you read this, it may have ended.
Oh.
But I'm determined to keep going and bring this dream to life.
Great, let me have a look at it.
Then it says, Chris,
yeah.
I've popped a few goodies in this parcel for you all.
Great.
I really hope you like them.
Well, I've asked twice to see the game, so now I just want to see the goodies.
Let's have a look. Let's see if the game's in
there. Goodies! Goody, so yum, yum.
He's invented a magnetic racetrack builder game.
Again, let me see it.
So he sent us a fleece.
What?
Yeah. He sent us a fleece there.
I like a racetrack.
Yeah.
Toy-related thing.
Yeah.
Is that a fleece to do with his game?
Yes. It's a fleece. It's a brand.
So he's spending money on merch?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Kickstarter. So my brother's bought some stuff off Kickstarter before.
Right.
And it doesn't exist until it hits the required amount. So
yeah, but he must have something he can send.
But he's spent money on
prototype.
Merch. Yeah, that's a good point.
He spent money on merch.
Yeah.
Why the hell is he making merch before the game?
He's also sent us actually really nice mugs. Tractiles mugs. Oversized mugs, I'd say. Very, very nice. Good quality. But again, he hasn't sent us the game. So we can't judge...
He can't afford to make it. He's too busy spending his money on merchandise for a game that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
If you can give me a quick mention, that would mean more than anything because I'm basically trying to get it off the ground.
Well, what
you haven't sent it to us.
So where do you see it? Well, how can you help? What can you do?
If you want to go and have a look on his Instagram, I'd say that's probably the best one. Is Track Tiles UK. Track, as you think it'd be spelled, Tiles UK.
All right, hold on. Track.
Yeah.
Tiles UK.
UK. Yeah.
Right, fine. Found it.
You got it.
Welcome to Track Tiles, the original modular racetrack builder.
That's
passion
one.
For racing, big and small.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it looks good, doesn't it?
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
What and do you do? I don't understand. Oh, this pieces track together to race your cars around.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Like a jigsaw, in a way.
For kids.
There you go.
Yeah.
Super, well done.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Got 54 followers at the moment on there. So that's good. And, you know, and best of luck. The only thing is, you know, we're coming into the heat wave at the moment and you've sent us a fleece. And a nice big mug. So
wow! Oh my God! I've just seen what he went on Kickstarter to try and raise. What was he trying to raise, James? Have a guess.
£3,000.
Oh no! A bit more.
Five
more.
Seven
more.
Ten
more.
15
more.
20
more.
25
more.
30
more.
40
more.
50.
£55,000 he was hoping to raise on Kickstarter.
Whoa.
55 grand. Bloody hell, guy.
Wow. But that said, I mean...
Good luck with you.
In a year's time, Ben, you know, we'll
he's got
there.
8 days to go.
Right, okay.
Do you know what he's raised so far?
No, go on.
728.
Right. So he's a little bit off, isn't he?
So he's got just over a week to try and raise, well, let's be honest, best part of...
£55,000.
Yeah.
Right.
So...
You never know.
All the best.
A week's a long time in...
fundraising.
Fundraising. It's also just a very, very quick one. Hi, everybody. I hope you're well. I've been listening to your show for 2 years. I'm 15. I listen from 6:30 in the morning until 7:45.
Right.
Loads of people my age love your show. My favourite bit last year was when Dom walked around Leicester Square asking people if they liked his dungarees. You all make my day. I remember that.
We need to get you back out in Leicester Square more.
That's from Oscar. Like that. Thanks, Oscar.
Oscar, that's why don't you come and wear dungarees with Dom, yeah, and then the pair of you can walk around Leicester Square saying, what do you think of our dungarees?
Absolutely. Yeah. Listen, always up for the dungarees.
I'll give us a new question you should ask listeners in the square.
Yeah, but keep it clean.
What do you think of my invisible dungarees? That's, we just send you out naked.
Naked.
Maybe that's not right. Him.
I don't
He's 15
think
years old.
No, he wouldn't be doing that.
I think
that
would be
that.
Very wrong.
Very wrong. So thanks, Oscar. He'll be listening now while he gets ready for school. Thank you, Oscar. Have a lovely summer as well.
If people wanted to email you, Dom. What's your email?
Sure, and thanks for asking, Chris. It's dom@radiox.co.uk.
What's that?
dom@radiox.co.uk.
Right.
Or they can send stuff through the post to this address.
Dominic Bird, Chris Myers Show, Radio X, back to Leicester Square, and London. WC2H. 7 LA.
We're going to talk Glastonbury flags in a few minutes. We're going to remind you of all the Glastonbury flags that have been sent to Glastonbury this year and all the other Glastonbury flags from previous years that will also be there. There's a lot to look out for. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
The Chris Miles Show.
It is 7:41.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Yes, it's number one. It's top of the shops again. Aldi has won which cheapest supermarket for the last 19 months in a row? And you can't match that because only Aldi has Aldi prices on everything. So if you want bags of amazing value, you know exactly where to come. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
What's it like watching the new Sky Glass TV? Well, with Dolby Audio and a 4K HDR screen. Wow, that Jaguar looks so realistic.
It feels like you're right in the middle of it.
But telly. Sky Glass, a TV made by Sky. Find out more at sky.com today. Sky TV subscription required. UHD Dolby pack required to watch content in 4K. Broadband minimum speed 30 megabits per second.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £349. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £349 or less November 2024 to April 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Get stacks of rewards when you shop using the Screwfix app. Plus, earn rewards quicker with June app challenges. Download today. Enable exclusive app offers toggle. Purchase necessary. T's and C's apply. Check screwfix.com for full details.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, Ash is upstairs spinning tunes, and the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Critics are calling 28 years later the best film of the year. It's astonishing, triumphant, and electrifying. 5 stars. It's deeply human and an emotional masterpiece. 28 years later, only in cinemas now.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale ends Tuesday. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend.
And check it out.
This is the Radio X Indie Night.
It's there.
Tonight from 7.
Radio X.
Radio X.
The
Chris Miles Show.
And just like that, we're back. Absolutely fantastic.
There are certain traditions here on the Chris Moyles Show, obviously. The tradition that Dominic Byrne likes to holiday naked in Cap Dag.
What?
The tradition that James Robinson lives on a diet of jam and jam alone.
That's true.
The fact that we like to send flags to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
We'll be discussing this and telling you what flags to look out for in a second after another Chris Moyles Show tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Florence.
Happiness.
You know what?
Thank you. Original.
The look of concentration on your face.
Okay.
Mixing them in.
So I tell you, that was a live fart mix. That was a live mashup. Fart up.
Mm. Morning, Florence.
So what you need is, so that was fart sound effect number two. Mm. So what you do, you load that into your hotkeys, right? But you need to load three in.
Right.
Right? So, and it, on the beat it goes... Now, because it's a digital desk, I hope you're paying attention.
Yeah, this is
so
good.
So there's an ever so slight delay between...
Right.
So you can hear me press the button.
Yeah, see?
That's the problem with an analog desk, you wouldn't have that.
Take that to account, haven't you?
So you've got to go... See, I got it wrong.
Now, to the Today program.
What about the gap? What do you do when it comes to the gap?
Yeah, what do you do?
All right, so then he had to go to the playout screen.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you need to go for fart number eight. Okay. So it'll go. Touch screen. And then you.
Touch one.
And that's how that works.
And then you end with a little Tommy Squeaker, which that was a lovely way to finish.
Yeah.
Morning, Florence.
Now, what I should do is record that so I never have to go through all the jeopardy of getting it wrong again and then put it into our jingle page of fart songs.
Yes.
Some of which sound like this. Okay, all this.
It's coming up.
That's right. Welcome home, farts. And now let's talk flags.
Radio X Glastonbury flags.
Somebody's just texted in saying that we're going to have a bingo card for the flags for this year, James.
Yeah,
good idea.
Martin.
Yeah.
I've made it.
Martin's not got enough to do, is he?
Yeah.
No.
So, flags for this year, 2025, 9 flags, 9 6-metre telescopic poles. Are either on their way or already at Glastonbury for this year. Rosie has the flag with Dominic's face on and the word Dom. Mm. We've added the word con.
Because you're silly, that's why.
So it's con, Dom. Annie has got the Flaggy May flag for Rod Stewart. Rachel has a QR code. But what's on the QR code? Well, you have to scan it to find out.
Yeah.
Beth has got a flag that says, I am here, with an arrow pointing down. Townie has got the classic, I don't like Chris Moyles, sorry. Gaz has got Mon the Biff. Bex has got the 1975 or so 50 years ago. Wilson has got a flag which is brown in colour for the first time ever. It says, oh no, it's gone brown. There's a picture of Wizard James.
One of my very favourites, that flag, actually.
And Aaron has the worst flag. It is a photo of me feeding Nick Ferrari Chucky egg into his mouth.
A beautiful image. It really is a beautiful image.
And also, from previous years, Lee has the cheeky little wizard flag. Layla has another QR code flag. Sarah and Adam have got help, I've got vexophobia. Chelsea has got conga starts here. Holly has got Coachella is rubbish. Andy has got his VIP area flag. Mm-hmm. Johnny's got a flag that says absolutely flagtastic. Sharon has got a phone number, a mobile phone number. We've found the phone, we've charged it, and it works.
Yes.
So people can leave us messages, photos, all that. And then Hovisgram, Connor, has got the original Dominic Byrne flag.
He has.
That is a total of 18 flags that will be at Glastonbury this year.
Yeah.
Now, James Buckley and his wife, who do a podcast.
Morning, Claire.
Have absolutely blatantly ripped off our flag idea.
Oh, this is controversial, what's going on.
What was the line she said in that thing? Did she say something like, oh, they are seeing because it's our idea? And I'm like, it's what? It's what now? Is it? You absolute thieving gets. Mm. You absolute thieving gets.
Yeah.
So, here's my mission. This is just for me. If I see any Buckley flag, which I doubt very much because they're going to be swamped in Radio X flags.
I think so.
I'm going to nick it.
You're going to nick it?
Yeah, I'm going to nick it.
Right.
I'm going to go, can I borrow your flag? I'm going to just run off, nick it, and I'm going to put it in a bin.
Yeah. That's it. This is war, isn't it? It's flag war.
I can't wait for our flags to be all over the Glastonbury coverage on the TV and the Buckleys getting nothing.
Yeah. Morning, Buckleys.
Serves you right for nicking our idea. We could have played nice together, but oh no, you thought you'd go out on your own. Oh, were you losers?
We should chat.
We should have a chat with them, yes.
So, Glastonbury flags, look out for all of them. And yeah, we'll try and get a bingo card. I'm going to stick it on Instagram, all right?
Radio X Glastonbury flags.
I would like to play you that brilliant song from Pulp. It's called Got to Have Love at Radio X. You know the instrumental break in this?
Yes.
Somebody in our show worked out something, but it's the perfect length for... Do you know what? I won't explain it.
Okay.
This is Pulp at Radio X. See if you notice.
Light all your candles. Light all your candles for me now. Cos all your birthdays came at once. And don't you try to hide. It cannot be denied. Someone else. I got nothing else to say about it. Are you in or are you out of it? Stop your fidgeting and tell me about it. I see it in your eyes. You know you've got to have love. You've got to have love. Yes, you've got to have love. You've got to have love.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil.
I think Paul would approve.
I really do. I really do as well. That's great.
Well done, Charlie.
Nice work, Charlie.
Yeah. How good is that?
How did he spot that?
Pulp. Vincent Price. Got to have love. You are more than welcome. Happy Friday, everybody.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well? You're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
It's number one. It's top of the shops again.
Aldi has won which cheapest supermarket for the last 19 months in a row? And you can't match that, because only Aldi has Aldi prices on everything. So if you want bags of amazing value, you know exactly where to come. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
The John Lewis sale is here. Save up to 50% on selected products. Whether you're getting the garden barbecue ready or choosing holiday outfits, find something you'll love at a price you'll love too. Visit us in-store, online and on the app to find amazing offers in home, tech, fashion, beauty and kids today. Payment plans available. Sale ends 20th of July while stocks last.
It's a chilled summer's day. The twins are splashing in the paddling pool while Mrs. Thing puts her feet up. She's proper chuffed, having saved money on a British Gas boiler service. It's like an MOT for your boiler. Just £79, reduced from £109. Bliss! Well, it was nice while it lasted. British Gas. Taking care of things. Visit britishgas.co.uk to learn more and see full T's and C's. Sale ends 9th of September 2025. Offer available to new boiler service contract customers.
OK, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Yeah, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work-from-homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest-growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims. Get stacks of rewards when you shop using the Screwfix app, plus earn rewards quicker with June app challenges. Download today. Enable exclusive app offers toggle. Purchase necessary. T's and C's apply. Check screwfix.com for full details.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Radio X. News update next.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £34 million. It's so exciting, I could do the splits. Oh, should have stretched first. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Chris Miles Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to inform you that...
Lines are now closed.
Right. It's a big one today. I've got this feeling, I don't know why, it's coming. And I started saying this yesterday. Yes, the £25,000 box could be unlocked at any point during the competition. It could have happened on day one, could have been an absolute fluke. Or on day 20. Today's caller gets £5,000 just for playing the game. Okay, now every day we give the caller some money. So yesterday's caller got 1,000. Today's caller will get 5. But today's caller could equally win the money in the box. They could actually get 25, which means we take the 5 back off them.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who we're going to speak to. £5,000 is going to be going to a caller just for playing the game today, and then they play for £25,000.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X. News.
Dominic's got your news. It's 2 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, the Prime Minister is backing down on some plan changes to benefit payments after facing a rebellion from around 120 of his own MPs. It means people who get the personal independence payment will continue to do so. Radio X's Aggie Chambray has told us Sir Keir Starmer's been speaking directly to backbenchers.
There's been a huge amount of criticism that he doesn't actually know a lot of the backbench Labour MPs. He doesn't really talk to them. So the fact that he is personally calling those rebels to try and change the course of next Tuesday's vote is really interesting.
In other news this morning, detectives investigating the post office IT scandal have now identified 7 main suspects. A national team of 100 officers are working on the case. Hundreds of sub-postmasters were wrongfully prosecuted using evidence from the flawed Horizon system. There are more concerns about violence that teachers are facing in schools. Figures seen by Radio X show student suspensions for assaults on staff in England have risen to more than 19,000 a year. Ministers say they are restoring classroom discipline. Brad Pitt's house in Los Angeles has been ransacked by thieves. Police say 3 people scaled the security fence and then smashed through a window on Wednesday night. The actor's been in London recently for the premiere of his new F1 movie. And a second heat health alert in 2 weeks comes into force this lunchtime. It's going to cover the southern half of the UK. It'll last until next Tuesday. Temperatures are expected to hit over 30 degrees again this weekend.
Sport.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says it's been a long, long time since they played like they did last night. They thrashed Juventus 5-2 at the Club World Cup. England's under-21s take on Germany in the final of the Euros tomorrow night. Liverpool's Harvey Elliott scored both the goals in the 2-1 semi-final win over the Netherlands to book their place. And home favourite Jack Draper will find out who he'll play in the first round of Wimbledon. The draw is being made later today. Carlos Alcaraz is going for a third straight men's title.
Weather.
With eBay. Enter your reg to find the right part at the right price.
Is there, what's the other title?
Women's. Mostly sunny.
But so you get women's and straight men's.
You get for a third straight title.
Do you get non-straight men?
No. What I meant was, it did sound as though he was going for a third straight men's title.
You said he's going for a straight men's title.
He did. His third one.
I mean, I don't think... It doesn't matter, does it?
No,
it doesn't. It's all about the game of tennis.
2025, guys. Yeah.
Sunny. Will you be cheering him on?
Yes.
Will you be watching and cheering him on?
I will be. I'll be staying.
Sat home on the sofa, what will you be shouting?
Play well, Carlos Alcaraz. That's what I'll be saying. Very sunny and, as we heard there, very warm as well. Heatwave alert is coming into force at lunchtime. There is a bit of rain for Scotland and the north of England, but elsewhere, temperatures will be hitting around 27 or 28 degrees today.
Oh.
Global's newsroom for Radio X. I'm Dominic Byrne.
And we're Glastonbury bound.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello. Willie Bond.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Hello.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle. Sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Friday. And the weekend is here. 6 minutes past eight. Chris Moyle's here with my friend Dominic Byrne.
Hello there.
And contractually has to be here, James Robinson.
Hello, good friend.
You're getting jam all over the desk. Will you just eat it properly?
No.
He told you, eat it with a spoon.
No.
Stop putting your hands in the jar like Winnie the Pooh.
Yes,
none
exactly.
of that here.
And we are heading down to Glastonbury later on, myself and James. James is going to give me a lift in his camper van.
That's lovely.
He's not.
I could do that, actually.
Oh, you could do that.
Told you we're getting a helicopter.
Right.
So they've got a quote for a helicopter.
Mm. Reasonable?
Oh, if I'd won the Euro Millions the other week of 200 and odd million.
Yeah, sure.
And I've gone, do you know what? Let's treat ourselves.
Why not?
But I didn't, so we're driving.
Right. Well.
Please, please, please. Please. If you're going to be driving today anywhere near Stonehenge, don't slow down and look at it.
Mm.
It just looks like a version of what you think it looks like.
Mm.
Please don't slow down. When you slow down, everybody else a mile and a half behind you suddenly grinds to a halt and the traffic is a nightmare. Don't slow down. It's just bloody Stonehenge. The whole thing's not real anyway. It's all fake.
Say hi.
What?
It's AI, isn't it?
It's AI. It's not even real.
No, that's it.
Or do what I did last time I drove past Stonehenge and I thought to myself, do you know what? I should go and actually have a look at Stonehenge one day.
Mm.
One day, I'm literally here. Flicked the indicator, drove in. I was on my own.
Oh, you had a look.
Parked up, went in. Ticket for one, please.
Oh.
Get on a little bus. You go up. You walk around Stonehenge. FaceTime a couple of people. And honestly, it's the weirdest thing. FaceTime a couple of people, answer the phone. Hello, you all right? How are you? Where are you? Move round, so Stonehenge in the background.
Mm.
Literally, they're like, oh, wow, you're Stonehenge.
Mm.
I'm like, yeah. What are you doing? Nothing, just come to have a look at it.
I've never walked around Stonehenge.
So please, please don't slow down because, and here's the reason why. I've got to be at Woodsy's for for 3 o'clock.
Yes.
3:15, Shed 7 are taken to the stage. They played Glastonbury in 1995, and they're playing Glastonbury in 2025. And they're my boys, they're my band, and I've got to be there.
You have.
I've got to be there. And I genuinely, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Mm. It's going to be tight, I think.
It's going to be one of those, if I hit traffic or an accident or something, like within the first 40 minutes of leaving London, it's game over right now. I'm not going to make it.
Somebody's saying they're doing a bit of roadworks opposite Stonehenge at the moment.
Oh, so it better not be.
It's slightly slower than it would
right,
be.
Right, I'm driving through the field. I'm driving through Stonehenge.
Straight through.
I'll pay for it. It's only a couple of slabs.
Yeah, exactly.
Stupid druids.
Yeah, morning druids.
Whatever, I don't know what noise they make.
That's like the Lion King song.
Any druid I know is Asterix and Obelix.
That's right.
Yeah, that and a druid, didn't it?
Yeah, possibly.
I think so, it did.
Yes, yeah.
So anyway, yeah. First of all, number one, stay out of my way, you squares.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you're not driving at 80, move over. And Stonehenge, just fly past it. Oh, look, Stonehenge, yeah. Keep going!
Mm.
And then... If anyone's listening and you are going to Glastonbury today and you are going to go see Shed 7, could you save me a spot, please?
That'd be yes. Great.
Because that's the other thing. Woodsy's is a tent.
Yeah, a big tent.
So there's a really good chance I could be stood outside the tent listening to Shed 7 and not actually seeing them.
Yeah.
If I could hear it, I'll take that, though, but...
Let's manifest it. Let's put it out there that you'll arrive just as they take to the stage.
And I'm hoping there's a little gaggle of us as well.
Mm.
I've got some friends going, so I'm hoping they all are up for it. See if Captain wants to come. Do you fancy... Oh, you won't be down in time, will you? Oh, you might be.
I might just...
What time have you told Devo you're leaving work?
10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But this is all on tape now, so you've left already.
Yeah, but I told him 10 and I'm leaving at 8:30.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right.
I stuck a couple of links on tape. No one's going to know.
I haven't recorded anything, though.
Oh, I'll do it now. This is Radio X. Great song there from Radio X. Glastonbury Weekend. All right, the Platinum Hour is next. Whoa, what a song. Banger after banger. This is the Platinum Hour. See you tomorrow morning at 8:00. Toby's next. Right, chop all that
That's
up.
That's good.
Chop all that up. He's never going to know. So don't forget, look out for our Glastonbury flags and use the... What's the hashtag if people send pictures?
Radio X flags.
Hashtag Radio X flags.
Radio X.
Thank you.
Coming up, more great tunes than you could wave a flag at. We'll be giving away a whole chunk of Dosh soon. A lucky caller is guaranteed to win at least £5,000 next.
Wow, amazing.
Plus, our very own headliner, Chris Moyles, will be bringing Worthy Farm to the airwaves with an anthem-filled Glastonbury Platinum Hour. Whack on your wellies and bang on your bucket hats from 9:00. Am I the only one imagining Captain Crapbeard having a shower using his van hose right now?
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Right, how long do we need to get ready for today's game? Do we need 2:40, Kasabian, or 3:50, Green Day?
Short's fine.
Short's fine? That's 2:40, Kasabian.
Jam, please.
One, take control of me. You're messing with the enemy. Said it's two. It's another trick. Messing with my mind. I wake up, chase down an empty street. Blinded, snap the broken beast. Said it's gone with the dirty trick. It's taking all these days to find you.
Casimir avec Club Foot on Radio X.
Very good, that.
Oui, oui, oui. Quarter past eight. How you doing? You know.
Yes, more Borat now than...
Hey, how you doing? I'm French, Tom.
Very good.
Thank you. I don't know what's wrong.
Just do your line in French, because it does make me laugh every time. About your family.
What?
To do your line
in French. Okay, fine. You ready? J'ai un frère, j'ai une bête, sir.
It's fake.
Why does that make you laugh?
Because you close your eyes and shake your head.
Louise says, hey, tell Chris not to go the Stonehenge direction. He needs to head towards Bath City instead. It's a much quicker route.
Shh, no, don't tell.
First of all, Louise, this ain't my first rodeo.
Yeah.
And second, you assume that I'm going straight to Glastonbury. Hello, private members hotel, dear.
Exactly.
Some Thank say, you.
This is rude. Last time Don was at Stonehenge, it was the launch.
Hey, no need for that.
Was though.
Was not launched. A couple of weeks old.
Chris, what you want to do is take a right at this particular roundabout, then head north and then drive west to the A303, drop back down after about 10 miles near Shroon. Rob. Look, I've just got to get to my private member's hotel. I appreciate you trying to help, but you've not been, so you don't know the route. And they wouldn't let you in. They only let proper sophisticated people in. Or Northern DJs with a bit of money.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Either or, isn't it?
Now, I'll say, do you know what I do? Like a member of a cult, I will follow ways.
Yes.
If the road ahead is empty and the road to the left is jam-packed solid and Waze goes, take a left now, I go, are you sure? Okay.
You've got to put your whole trust in those apps.
Waze, I seem to be stuck in traffic.
If it's meant to be... It's meant to be today, and I think you will.
Well, what if it's not meant to be?
I think it will be meant to be.
Okay, fine.
It will be meant to be. I think you'll see him.
Good. Shed 7, quarter past 3, Woodsy's, Glastonbury. Now, let's stop messing around, because we've got a game to play.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Guess the artist and win £25,000. Guess wrong, and the box remains secure.
All right, then. £25,000 in that box right there in front of me. All you got to do, if you want the money, unlock the box. How do you unlock the box? You name the correct Radio X artist. It's an artist we play on Radio X. Artist, what do you mean? What's a singer or a band? Okay. Do we have any clues? Yes, have you not been listening? We know it is not a one-word artist. We know it's not a British artist. But that's all we know. Oh, no, the other thing we know is whoever gets to play the game today is going to get a guaranteed £1,000, £2,000, £3,000, £4,000, £5,000. So, if I say line one, it's line one. If I say line two, it's line three, line four, line five, whatever it may be. Whatever line I say, whoever's that line is going to get £5,000 for playing the game. So, let's find out who it is.
Selecting caller. Caller selected.
Let's go to you on line four.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ, this is great. How are you doing, Chris?
Oh god. Oh. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm really good, Chris. I'm really good. Sorry, I'm really excited. That is amazing news.
I got that. I thought you caught yourself in your fly with the noise that you made.
A bit worried for you.
Get to the chapel. This is great news.
Oh, God.
Oh, very good.
As Nick Abbott says, it's a listener with material. What is your name?
It's Chris.
Chris?
Yep.
Chris, you just won £5,000.
That's amazing. Brilliant.
Now,
oh god, that is brilliant!
Listen, well done. You could win even more, but you're guaranteed £5,000 no matter what. So, congratulations! And we'll do our best to put that in your bank account so you'll have it today by the end of the day.
Amazing! Thank you so much.
Where are you, Chris?
I'm pulled over. I'm from Stirling, but I'm driving to work in Glasgow.
How long does that take?
It's only 30 minutes, actually.
Okay. Oh,
that's very good.
How's the weather? Is it nice up there today?
It is absolutely dreek today. It's terrible.
Oh, is it? Oh,
right. Is it ever nice?
You know when everyone had that? It was about 2 weeks ago. That was when we had our summer, and that is it. We're not getting any better than that.
Really?
I think it was like 27 degrees one day, and that was amazing for us.
I mean, the amount of times I'm on the radio and I go, let's check the weather around the UK. London, Manchester, Leeds, Newcastle, Cardiff, Glasgow. And it'll be sunny, 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 Glasgow, cloudy, or cloudy and raining.
Yeah.
And it always makes me laugh when you say Dundee, because that is the worst, honestly.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's so bad in Dundee.
Oh.
Have you got your family, Chris?
I've got a wife, yes.
You've got a wife, her name is Sarah?
No.
Sam?
No.
Charlotte?
A lovely Dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn,
that was it.
That's it.
And you've got kids as well, haven't you, Chris?
I don't have any little kiddie winkies.
No. Oh, no, Chris, no, you do. I'm sorry to break it to you. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You naughty boy.
We've all been texting in, Chris, you lad.
I've got news for you. She's 36, so...
yeah, how does that work?
So you wear a lot of presents.
Mm.
What do you do? What is your job?
Work in recruitment. I'm the devil.
Oh, well, oh. I wouldn't say you're the devil.
No.
Unless you recruit for hell.
That would be bad.
No. Just engineering, manufacturing, so it's all good. Working for a company called Engage.
Oh,
Engage.
Engage.
They're good, aren't they?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Engage. Engage.
Engage.
All right, well, look, you got £5,000. What are your plans this weekend?
I think they've just changed.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. £5,000. Did you have plans tonight?
I'm going round for a family dinner. My dad was in the army, so he's there's a couple of his old friends that are coming up. So
I'll
probably have to take a few bottles of champagne round now.
I think
no, he doesn't like that posh muck. He doesn't like that. Just get him a four pack of Guinness. He'll be delighted.
he'd be much happy with that. To be fair,
there you go. Yeah. Right. Well, listen. Enjoy your £5,000 now.
Oh, amazing!
Should we go and play the game?
Let's do this.
All right, then. So our caller today is Chris. Mm. And Chris now has £5,000 no matter what happens. Unless he gets it right and he unlocks the box. If he does, I'll take that £5,000 off you and I'll give you £25,000, Chris.
Brilliant.
Now, I'm going to ask you in a second who you think is the artist that's going to unlock the box. I don't know the correct answer. Neither does Dominic. I also have no idea what you're going to say. I genuinely don't know because we haven't asked you. So before you tell me, why have you gone for this particular artist?
So I'm going to be honest. I don't know if this has been said yet and it's going to break my heart if it has.
Oh, no.
I know. And I listen every bloody day as well. But the thing is, I heard one of the songs pinged over, and I just thought, surely that's an X. That's got to be the one. So, fingers crossed, it hasn't been said.
All right. Well, we'll all find out together.
Good luck,
Chris.
Thank you very much.
Who do you think is the artist that will unlock the box?
Chris, I think the artist is the Black Keys.
I was really worried he was going to say Stereophonics.
Me too.
No, I promise you, I knew it wasn't that one.
You heard that one. Yeah.
That would have been the third time on this competition that somebody would have said. So you're saying it's going to be...
The Black Keys.
All right. Do you want me to lock that in?
Yes, please.
All right. Let's lock in the Black Keys.
Your answer is locked in.
Right. There's nothing you can do now. It's either the Black Keys or it's not.
Yes.
The Black Keys, not the Block Keys. So, if it's the Black Keys, you win £25,000. If it's not the Black Keys, you still go away with £5,000. So you're kind of on a win-win.
Mm. No, that's amazing.
£5,000 is good, but let's see if you're going to give me that back and swap it out for £25,000. Good luck, Chris. For £25,000, is the correct artist the Black Keys?
You are wrong.
I can't believe it.
This is not fair. Come on.
No.
But I've won £5,000.
Put the cookie down.
That's a good impression, actually. It's a very good impression.
Can you give us a put the cookie down before we move on?
Put the cookie down.
That's lovely.
Oh, he's good. Do you do anyone else?
Oh, no. No, I haven't got time. Take your money, Chris. Have a good weekend.
The box remains secure.
All right, so £5,000 goes to... Hello?
Oh, no. Mouth function.
Pardon?
Do you want a clue?
Yes!
Very much.
Clue. I've not looked at it.
Clue. Come on.
I've not looked at it. I don't know what the clue is.
Now, this better be a good one. Come on.
I don't know. I haven't looked yet. All right, so let me recap. So we know so far it is not a one-word artist. Mm-hmm. It is not a British artist. And now I have a third clue. Is this going to change everything?
Hmm.
We got a third clue, Chris.
Oh, God, that is brilliant.
I know it is. It's a bad time for you, though, isn't it? Because you could have...
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that's true.
You might have gone... Now it's on tape. So... Just a laugh. It's Jimmy Carr there.
Yeah, very much, actually, wasn't it?
Do you want the third clue?
Come on.
We go again Monday morning. I'll give you the qualifying question in a second. But just to help you, not a one-word artist, not a British artist.
Is this going to help?
Might do.
Okay.
So we know it's not a one-word artist.
Yes.
It's not a British artist. And it's not a solo artist. The correct artist to unlock the box is a band.
A not British band. With
a not a one-word artist. British band. Does that change what you're thinking? Or... does it confirm that your original thought, you're still in the game? So Monday we play again, day 21. And you'll get £1,000 just for playing. You need to text the word box, followed by your answer, and send that to 83936. But what's the question, Chris? I'll tell you, it's a brand new question. Would you like to hear it? No problem, I can do that for you right now. Pay attention, here's your qualifying question to play on Monday. What Channel 4 TV show shows families and friends' reactions to watching television? What Channel 4 TV show shows families and friends' reactions to watching TV? You need to do this on a text. Text the word box and the name of that TV show, and then you send it to 83936. It's really simple. Write the word box, write your answer, and text it to 83936. Not WhatsApp. It's got to be a text. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate, but if you get to play the game on Monday, you're guaranteed to walk away with £1,000. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close, 8 o'clock Monday morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. What Channel 4 TV show shows families and friends' reactions to watching TV? Text the word box, followed by your answer, send it to 83936. Monday morning... you could be winning £25,000 if you get it right. If you get it wrong, you still get £1,000.
The 25,000